Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is a representative of the Bangladeshi Student Association here to talk about their upcoming event, Bangladeshi Night. Go ahead and introduce yourself whenever you're ready.
Hi, my name is Siam Mahmud Bhuya. My major is Integrated and Digital Marketing, and I'm the president of Bangladeshi Student Association.
Well, welcome in.
Thank you.
I don't think I really knew about the Bangladeshi organization. I knew International Village has like some different things and like Carpe Diem is a regular event, but what makes this organization kind of stand out?
So the difference between the international organizations or other organizations and Bangladeshi student organizations is basically we work with all the Bangladeshi students. For example, first of all, what we do is encourage Bangladeshi people to come to SEMO.
Mm-hmm.
This is one thing, is our main priority to show like the SEMO actually prioritize Bangladeshi students, and students can come here from Bangladesh to understand the SEMO cultures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And after coming here, one of the main things that we do is focus so that people don't get homesick. So that's why we'll see all of us organizing some different events, just like Bangladeshi Nights are also performing in Carpe Diem. We do actually perform and show our foods and culture in Carpe Diem, but our main event is the Bangladeshi Night.
Could you tell me a little bit about that night as well?
So the Bangladeshi Night, and this year's theme is Jamdani Mela. And the Jamdani Mela and the Bangladeshi Night is actually an event. It's held in the UC Ballroom. And this year we're going to do a cultural event mostly focused on the Jamdani fabric. So it's a type of handwoven fabric from our country, which is like 100 years old, maybe.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really old culture of our country. And this year, our main plan is to decorate the whole UC ballroom with these fabrics. So we're going to decorate the whole UC room with Jamdani saris and Jamdani Punjabis and everything. Also, one of our main thing is like dancing and cultural performance and playing some musics about our country. And besides this, we're going to do some traditional foods. And we also like to actually invite lots of our faculty members to come to that event, so that they can understand, also the SEMO students all can understand all the heritage of Bangladesh and how SEMO and all the diversity at SEMO.
Yeah, that was my next question, is what's kind of the significance around the theme? Is that clothing style kind of associated with different things?
Kind of. So during December or January time, one of our exec member, she actually went to Bangladesh and bought like 15 or 16 sari. Sari is also a fabric. It's from Bangladesh. And it's actually Jamdani sari. We bought it from Bangladesh. And our main plan for this event is to show the people of SEMO and all the faculty members that we have one to show our cultural things. And Jamdani is like one of our most famous cultural thing. So that's the main thing that we're going to do. And besides this, we're going to perform and we're going to dance. There will be musics and everything. Everything will be in Bengali and our language and everything. And also we're going to perform in some English music though. But it's mostly focused on Bangladeshi theme so that the people from SEMO and all the other students can understand, and mostly to have the vibe about all the Bangladeshi stuff.
Right.
Yes.
Could you remind our listeners of the dates for that event?
So the date is April 25th. It's going to start at 5:30 p.m. and onwards, maybe till 8:30. So mark the date.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. I was also going to ask what this kind of night, this representation means to you as part of that organization.
To be honest, to me and to my exec member, it actually means a lot. For example, all of us worked so hard for this event because last year we couldn't do the Bangladeshi night. So this year we had lots of expectation and anything. And like, for example, one of our exec member had to go to Bangladesh to buy some stuff. Her name was Hia Roy. And also our secretary and other exec member, like our event manager, public relations manager, they actually worked hard to do all the organization, to talk with other organization, to manage everything from the hall room to everything. And also our vice president to the treasurer, they actually worked hard to get the funding of this event. And right now we're actually like on point to go for the event. That's why we just announced it like 2 weeks ago. And now we're like excited for the event. And I hope this year's event will be like much bigger than the previous one, because of 1 year we didn't do it. And this year, like all the expectation I'm watching from other people.
Right. You got to come back strong.
Yes. Come back strong.
A lot of work seems to go into something like this.
Yes.
Well, that's about all the time I have. Do you have any final notes or anything you want our listeners to know before we head out?
Well, just one thing. Hope I'll see you at Bangladeshi Night. Again, it's on April 25th and the time is 5:30. So hope all of you will come to an event and see the culture of Bangladesh and understand the value of Jamdani.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. Again, Bangladeshi Night is April 25th, starting at 5:30 p.m. in the UC Ballroom. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.